So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday. First obvious question, Tunde Owolabe, obviously he was being courted, I think is the right term, last week. He's put pen to paper this week. That's very good news, isn't it?
Yeah, Ben, listen, it's amazing news. I mean, what I need to explain to everybody outside of the club is that Tunde Owolabe wanted to play for FC United and was desperate to play for FC United. It's widely recognised that we don't have a great deal of money. So we had to make sure that the offer that we put to him was kind of on the right table for him and his father, etc., moving forward. But Tunde's never been treated the way he's been treated at FC United. And he said to me before we even put the offer towards him that he was desperate to sign for us. And, you know, when we bounced off about two and a half weeks, and eventually, you know, with a sell-on percentage, and I will tell fans that, we haven't broke a wage structure, but it's about a sell-on percentage for the club, to look after the club. He's put pen to paper. But Tunde's a wonderful talent, a wonderful lad, and, you know, someone who loves playing for FC United. So for me as a manager, I can't wait. You know I've got for another year now.
That's brilliant news. And, Tom Greaves got in touch with him on Twitter, said, you won't get bored of scoring at FC United. There is something, you know, nice about... We take it for granted, I think, at FC United. But you know, if you're a good striker in non-league, you don't get a role like that at most non-league clubs when you score.
There's a picture on his on Tundy's Twitter media page where it shows him coming off against Morpeth and he faces the main stand. And all the guys are up there, you know, clapping and in awe of him. And since that day, you know, the songs about Tunde, the reception he's had, you know, I always say that fans will fall in love with a football player who wears his heart on his sleeve, who runs his socks off, who tries his best for the club. You know, if he puts the ball in the back of the net, even better. Tunde ticks all the boxes for FC United, and the fans have really taken to him, and that's credit to Tunde. You know, he's a lovely lad. You know, behind the scenes, he's such a well-mannered boy. His father is so supportive of the club and he wants to be here. But ultimately, he wants to be a professional footballer. And if I can help him achieve his dream, if the club can help us achieve his dream, and if he can help the club, you know, achieve our dream, then we tick all them boxes. But he loves playing for these fans. These fans are incredible and they love him, he loves them. And, you know, we're just looking forward to having Tunde Owolabe for the next how many months. I mean, no doubt whatsoever, he'll get a move. I mean, no doubt. And I'm not putting him under pressure. You know, centre forwards with blistering pace, who can score goals, Ben, will get a move. But we'll certainly enjoy letting him wear the number nine. You know, we're wearing the red number nine of FC United for as long as it happens. And I'm sure that he'll go down as a legend, whether or not it's after 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, or whatever. You know, I'd love it if he stayed with us and took us into the Conference North and Conference National and beyond, but we've got to be realistic. He's turning heads now of big football clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be the right move for him, as Alex Samoa's. You know, it's that step up is possible, and he should be going to big clubs.
Do you know that, Ben? I'll just touch on the Alex Samoa situation. You know, El loved FC United, and I've got to mention this to the fans because he may not have seen him. But after last Saturday's game, I was in the tunnel, and Alex Samoa was stood there. 24 hours previous to that, he was on Sky Sports creating the equaliser for Barnsley. And it just shows what a club we are, you know, to entice the likes of Elliot Samoa's back to watch us on a Saturday afternoon after he's played on Sky Sports on the Friday night. And I'm sure Tunde will go and do that, but it's not just about football. It's about what the people are like. And the people at FC, they're incredible. They're incredible.
And that then takes us to tomorrow. And I've not really asked you about the pitch. I think it'll be fine, won't it? It's only rained non-stop for 48 hours. It'll be fine, won't it?
Yeah, listen, credit to Graham and Jimmy. You know, they're constantly working on that pitch. I said to Jimmy last night, what's the pitch like? He said, if we get another day of rain, it could be off. We've had a day of dry weather today. And I spoke to the secretary before, Viv, and she said, pitch is perfect. I think, you know, for us tomorrow... There's a number of situations that we face before we go into the game. One, Basford second in the league. Two, Basford very good side. Three, Basford beat us 2 weeks ago. Four, the free goal that attracted attention nationwide. But five, you know, we genuinely believe we can win the game tomorrow. We genuinely believe we can win, and we've worked hard in training this week about nullifying their threat, but also about expressing our game plan base for tomorrow. So, you know, we can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow. And it's due rain, but rain will help the pitch and help us put our game plan into operation.
I mean, just to give the listener a bit of an insight into that game plan, well, not the game plan, but the work that goes into the game plan. You know, when you look at Baysford, they've got about, what, six or seven quality strikers pretty much in the squad, or forward players. I mean, how do you prepare for that?
So, we're training this week. We know their threat. We know they like to go what I call through the spine. They like to play one-touch, two-touch. Their weak link, if they will be their two full-backs getting forward. But they look to go through the lines. So what we've got to do, you know, in training, what we have done in training is kind of nullify the situations and then pressurise the ball to go into number two and number three. And we've done so much work on it this week. And if we can force the ball into wide areas, then we've done our job, because their strengths are through the middle, one-touch, two-touch, into nine, into ten, into eight, into six. And, you know, fortunately, we played against them, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. So we know everything about them. But the lads have taken on board the information. It's all right in training. You've got to stop it in game situations. But honestly, the amount of work, not just on the training pitch, on the video analysis, on the pod analysis, the work that we share between us on social media has been incredible. And, you know, if we don't win tomorrow, it won't be for the want of trying. We'll be fully set up for Baysford. But we've also got our own game plan to execute on them and how we're going to break them down. And, you know, going forward, my team's really excited. And I wouldn't be surprised if we score 1-2 tomorrow. And if we could nullify the threat, then we get the win.
And finally, Neil, any injuries or anything like that? Luke Griffiths, he should be back, shouldn't he?
No, we missed Luke last week. You know, no disrespect to anybody else, but you've got a kid like Luke Griffiths with a range of passing, his tenacity, his energy for play football. Luke goes back in there tomorrow. And it gives us a fully fit squad. You know, we've got a fully fit squad. So I have no excuses tomorrow. If we get beat tomorrow, Ben, Baysford are better than my team. And they should be. You know, they absolutely should be with their wage budget compared to our wage budget. But do you know what? I've just got a sneaky feeling that my team, my squad, will be ready for tomorrow. And, you know, we were hurting from the other week. And I've got a really good feeling. Listen, if I speak tomorrow at 4:15 on the radio and it's not come to fruition, I hold my hand up. But we're prepared well. And, you know, I think we're going to win tomorrow.
There we go. Oh, just before you go, Neil, Columbo style, can we have an injury update on Paddy Wharton, if possible?
Yeah, Paddy's training last night. Oh, Paddy's probably a week away from full training, yeah. he doesn't need a scan. He doesn't need an operation. And we're hoping to have Paddy back fully fit for the squad in about 2 weeks' time. So, you know, if anybody did question Paddy's injury, he's on the road to recovery.
That was a joke right at the end, but I'm going to have to include it now because it's a very informative answer. Well, Neil, big good luck tomorrow, and we'll speak to you post-match.
Thanks, Ben. Brilliant.